Now on my show, I'll be chatting to RX Radio's reporter Yusra, who is the host of Books and Breakfast with her sister Nasira. Yusra is in grade 7 at the moment and she'll be going back to school next week. We'll be chatting to her about school and why she didn't go back this week. So most of the grade 7s in the Western Cape went back to school on Monday. Why did you not go back to school?
So firstly, I was a bit uncertain about it. I didn't really want to go to school because I was afraid of contracting the disease. And then also, there was an announcement that on the 1st of June, we weren't going to go to school. And it was just quite a confusion. So I thought that I would rather stay and I would wait maybe another 1 or 2 weeks to see how things are going at school. And then my last reason was because I live with my elderly grandparents. And I was just afraid, and my parents were afraid, that if I contracted the disease and I brought it home and they got it, it'd be really serious because they are elderly and they have diabetes and heart conditions. So yeah, it was just a precaution.
What are some of the things you are nervous about with going back to school next week?
I am nervous about like how we're going to learn differently, because I've never, and like my friends have never experienced something like this, and you know, it's just quite weird for me. It's a weird feeling. I'm nervous about how the teachers are going to teach differently, and honestly, to be honest with you, I'm nervous about how I'm going to be able to cope the whole day wearing a mask, because the mask kind of irritates me a little bit, so I can't wear it for longer than an hour. I'm quite nervous about that.
What are some of the things that you are excited about going back to school?
Yeah, I think most of my friends are excited, and we are really excited to see each other. Because it's been so long, I don't even know if I'm able to talk to any of them in person anymore. But yeah, we've really missed each other, and we've been doing video calls, but that just isn't the same as talking to them in person. So just the atmosphere of school, the teachers, learning new things, and then being around my friends.
Based on what you're hearing from your friends and schoolmates, how ready is your school for the student arrival?
Yeah, I think our school is pretty organized. We have hand sanitizers, and then they sent a video to everyone on the teachers made a video and sent them to all of the parents showing, you know, which classrooms we were going to be in, emails were sent on which venues we were going to be in, and how the school is going to operate and what to do when you arrive to school. So that is quite clear before everyone came to school. And my friends say that everything is running in an orderly fashion, although there are quite a few learners that are not actually at school. But I think those numbers will pick up in the next probably few weeks.
Okay, so what message would you give to other students who will return to school soon?
I would say that I know it's scary, and some of you might feel uneasy or uncertain about going back to school. But yeah, just try to stay positive and abide by all the rules. Listen to when the teachers tell you to what the teachers are telling you to do, and you know, the teachers just want everything in your safety. And yeah, just try to enjoy yourself, although it's tough. And I personally really want to get back to how things were, but I know that's not going to happen quite soon, so we can just make the most of it. And I'm sure many grade 7s and 6s are excited about returning to school.
Is there anything that you'd like to say?
Yeah, generally just stay positive and make the most out of the lockdown. I know I say it a lot, but it's like 70 days, I think today's 70th day of lockdown, and I'd just like to say that stay positive and yeah, abide by all the rules. And I know it sounds scary, but 70 days with your family is quite great. You can achieve many things, and just take time to yourself and relax.
Thank you so much, Yusra, for your time, and we wish you guys all the best and continue practicing the social distancing in school and follow the rules. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you. I really enjoyed the interview. It was nice being interviewed for a change. And yeah, I really hope to get back to Oryx soon.
Thank you.